One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together we're
out of ideas.
Oh, damn.
It's happened. Oh, no.
Oh, just slightly less than a year. And we ran out of... Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in all these days.
We could have just said Shannon and Scott.
Yeah, that's what we used to do.
Yeah.
I guess we ran out of important milestones happening one right after another.
Yeah.
Because we would say, oh, we're getting married, or we're in the Christmas spirit, or we're 2017. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's just... Monday.
Ho hum.
Ho hum.
Nobody likes Mondays. Well, we are Shannon and Scott.
Hey, everyone.
And we are going to have an episode for you. And it's going to be a great one.
It is.
We have another Utahn, which is going to be something a little bit different.
I'm super pumped about it.
Yeah, it's going to be very cool. We will talk about that a little bit later. But before we do the Utahn, let's get into song salads, which are...
Random articles from Wikipedia plus random genres from moodfuse.com combined to create a short song that's going to teach you something, too.
Yeah, edutainment.
That's what we are.
Only the finest edutainment served on a crisp bed of lettuces.
And if you attend the online university Phoenix, this counts as 4 credits.
Jeez, putting Phoenix on blast. Woof.
No, my apologies to anyone that attends online. It does not actually give you credit to listen to this podcast.
I'm glad that you think so low of them that you had to clarify your joke.
Yeah.
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 We got an awesome tweet the other day from superfan Nubia Torres
at
Nubia87 on Twitter. And she made us, like, a whole list of salad spinner suggestions.
So if you want to suggest a salad spinner, which we still want you to do,
yeah,
get them in now so that we can pepper them in around Nubia's. But we're good for a while with Nubia's list.
We're good till, like, March.
Yeah, this is great.
Basically, which is pretty cool. So the first suggestion on Nubia's list for us to spin the salad spinner to get our music genre this week is... Your best corny joke, which I can't help but feel like she's really pandering to you, Scott.
I've been known to tell a corny joke or two.
Oh, boy.
You know, I actually once submitted a list of 10 puns to a contest, hoping that one would win, but no pun in 10 did.
I hate you. Roll the spin the salad spinner.
Roll the salad
Roll spinner. Roll the salad spinner.
Ooh.
Oh. Makosa. Makosa.
Makosa.
Makosa. Makosa!
It is a noted Cameroonian popular urban musical style. Like much other late 20th century music of sub-Saharan Africa, it uses strong electric bass rhythms and prominent brass. Yeah.
Sweet.
In the 1980s, Makosa had a wave of mainstream success across Africa and to a lesser extent abroad.
It does remind me a little bit of some Lionel Richie.
Yeah, it... All Night Long sort of has the same rhythms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a little slower than the stuff we've listened to. We listened ahead a little bit to see if we could do this. Makosa means dance in the
Douala language.
And it originated from a Douala dance called the Kosa.
The Kosa.
The style began to take shape in the 1950s through the first record, though the first recordings were not seen until a decade later.
Ah.
Artists such as Iboa Lotin, Mise Ngo, and especially Manu Dibango, who popularized Makosa throughout the world with his song Soul Makosa in the early 1970s. Gotta listen to that.
Yeah.
The chant from the song Mamako Mamasa Maka Makosa was later used by Michael Jackson
Mamako Mamako
starting something.
You know that?
Yes.
Mamako Mamasa Makosa.
Yeah. I never knew that's what that was from. Wait, we gotta listen to this song.
Yeah.
Soul Makosa.
The way you say it is just so like Midwestern white dad.
Soul Makosa. Wow.
Mama say, mama say, mama cosa. Mama say, mama say, mama cosa.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Who would have ever guessed? Well, probably people from the Cameroon who knew this very popular song.
Yes. they guessed and yes. knew. It's a type of funky dance music.
Funk dance music.
When we listened to a couple of examples, we noticed a lot of percussion, a lot of brass, and a very prominent funky electric bass line, along with some call and response vocals and some kind of nonsense syllable repetition.
I lost my earring back.
Oh.
Ball.
Well, everyone stay tuned while we search for Shannon's
earring. Guys, could everyone just look around for my earring back, please? What it was a little like rubber back. It looked like this one. Hey guys, if you find my earring back, will you just tweet me?
Rubber?
Yeah, it was rubber.
Like a little clear thing that will never be found?
Yeah. It's gone. It's gone forever. It might have been when I was at home, too.
Well, we'll see.
Gone forever!
All right, Makosa.
Makosa!
Makosa.
By the 1980s, Makosa had moved to Paris and formed a new pop Makosa that fused fast-tempo zouk style. Have you heard of zouk?
Zouk music? I've heard of it. I don't know much about it.
That's a fairly popular genre, especially in like Francophile countries.
There was a decline in popularity for Makosa in the 1990s. So we're going to bring it back.
Hell yeah.
So let's check out Soul Makosa by Manu Dibango.
So another example of Makosa is Zamina Mina Zangalewa,
otherwise known as Waka Waka, Waka.
From 1986, which you might be more recently familiar with because Shakira sampled it in her song called Waka Waka, this one for Africa, or this time for Africa, sorry. We'll play a little clip of that, which should sound familiar if you know the Shakira song.
Yeah, we'll play the original version.
Yes.
Which is actually...
Yes.
I don't know how to say it.
I'm just gonna I don't either.
So, I think we should get our topic.
Yeah, let's get our topic.
All right, time to spin the salad spinner, which sounds like Shannon's corniest
joke. There were two muffins sitting in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And one muffin turns to the other and says, "It's hot in here."
Mm-hmm.
And the other muffin says, "Ah, a talking muffin."
Were they corn muffins?
Yes.
The Miami Tower.
Miami Tower. Miami Tower.
Miami Tower?
Yes. The Miami Tower is a 47-story landmark office skyscraper in Miami, Florida, United States. It is located in central downtown. It is currently the eighth tallest building in Miami and Florida. On April 18, 2012, the AIA's Florida chapter placed it on its list of Florida Architecture 100 Years, 100 Places as the Bank of America Tower.
Hmm. It was built in 1987. It is 625 feet tall, and it's known for its elaborate nighttime illuminations and its dramatic three glass tiers.
So I'm pretty sure that when I was in Miami, I was staying in a building whose balcony had a view of the Miami Tower. Uh-huh. And they really do project colors and like moving kind of like light videos. And when I was there, all the what it was projecting on the tower was like silhouettes of naked women dancing, which is so Miami. I like can't even believe it.
Right.
But yeah, it was it would be like they'd be in purple and then there'd be like the black silhouettes of naked women just dancing. Of course, naked except for high heels, of course.
Some fun facts. There was a fire, a five-alarm fire on the ninth floor during construction in 1983 and delayed the construction for several weeks. It appeared in the end credits of the movie Flight of the Navigator in 1986 in an aerial shot of Miami. And also, it was used, the roof was used for Gloria Estefan's 1994 video for Turn the Beat Around.
Huh. Oh, I also like this completely inane detail in the Wikipedia article. Its indoor gym features mahogany cabinets.
That's a full sentence.
Why in the world? Why in the world would you ever put that on there?
Ugh. The tower's three tiers allow it to have multiple color schemes in tribute to certain holidays and seasons. In 2012, a $1.5 million LED system was installed on the tower to allow for more elaborate displays and a much quicker transition time.
Like naked ladies dancing.
So, yeah.
If you've been to Miami, you know what this building is.
And now you're going to hear a Makossa song about it.
I guess so. Okay.
But before we do that,
let's get our U-turn.
Who does this U-turn go out to?
This U-turn goes out to Claire DeBrunner, who is an incredible bassoon, jazz bassoon player.
You don't hear that much.
I know. That actually ties into what she wants her U-turn to be about. Uh-huh. So Claire plays in gigs and with different bands and is like a recording artist also with the bassoon. And she doesn't think the bassoon gets enough respect.
I agree.
Yeah, I think so. It's like the Rodney Dangerfield of the orchestra. It just gets
no respect.
It gets no respect.
No respect. That's my Rodney Dangerfield as a bassoon.
But you should, I mean, but when you see Claire play, she's like virtuosic and she's really incredibly gifted with it.
And I've just seen Claire play because she sent us a YouTube video of herself playing and she wants us to sample a portion of her playing the bassoon into a song, giving the bassoon the respect it deserves.
Which is a really cool idea and assignment for us.
Yeah.
So
I'm really pumped.
We're going to do that.
So we're going to just do that. If you want to keep looking for Shannon's earring back.
Yeah, guys, I had to take my earrings out because you know how it's weird if you only have one in. Mm, and so then you look all lopsided. All. Yeah. So mad.
The bassoon is a woodwind instrument in the double reed family that figures prominently in orchestral, concert band, and chamber music literature. The bassoon is known for its distinctive tone color, wide range, variety of character, and agility. Someone who plays the bassoon is called a badass. The bassoon. Agility. Someone who plays the bassoon is called a badass. A badass. A badass.
Thank you, Claire.
Claire, you are the badass of the lyrics.
You are.
You are. And that song is going to be called Bassoonery.
Bassoonery.
Which was the title of the email Claire sent me with the clips that she wanted to use.
That's true.
And I think that's perfect. Bassoonery.
That's great.
Yeah. We are no longer accepting donations for our Utah campaign, but it was successful.
Yes.
And we will be buying equipment, and we will let you know what we buy, and we will be buying advertising, and we'll let you know which podcast we're advertising on. So thank you again to everyone who donated. We still have four Utahns
left. Yeah.
Left. So the joy keeps coming.
Though the donations do not, yeah, the joy keeps coming.
The joy keeps coming. Utahns, the gift that keeps on giving to your ears.
So what'd you find out about... Mekosa. Mekosa. Right?
Mekosa. I think.
That's what the Mekosa. Translate thing told us.
Yes.
Although, in Michael Jackson's song, Mama say, Mama sa, Mama kosa. He's wrong.
Yes.
Rest
or it's
peace.
A rhythmic thing. Rest in peace.
Anyway.
So, sorry, it sounds like my computer is about to go launch itself into space.
That's Shannon's computer. Thank you again for donating. We really need to step up our tech game.
New equipment, yes. Okay. Anyway. Any hoosers, the song that I have written is called Shadow Ladies. And if I'm wrong about the fact that the Miami Tower was the one with the naked ladies on it, I will be
sad. Okay.
But like, whatever, it's fine. Memory is fallible. We all are. It's okay. So I didn't find a whole lot of information about lyrics.
Yeah.
Themes.
Sure.
Structure.
Uh-huh.
any of that stuff. I think it's probably... There are two instincts I have about it.
Uh-huh.
One is that I think it's probably a lot of dance music and music about dancing and having a good time.
Yeah.
Because it seems like a lot of genres that we explore that are based on a dance tempo or have originated from a dance
right.
are just about
dancing. Right.
Yeah. Think of like salsa and whatever the other ones we did.
Yeah,
tango,
all those examples.
Salsa, tango. There were like four.
Right.
High Life was about dancing.
Our other African genre.
Yes.
Actually, we've done a couple African genres now.
We have.
Anyway.
Experts. No, not even a little bit. And the other instinct that I had was that it probably isn't limited to any one theme because it did span continents and countries and cultures. And so I think there's been a lot of influences on it. So mm-hmm. I don't think you can say like, oh, most Mekosa songs are about this.
Yeah.
So
What's your Mekosa song about?
It's about the shadow ladies on the tower. Okay. So there's going to be a little like intro, you know, like kind of just like getting into it.
Uh-huh.
So hot, hot, Miami is hot, hot. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then the verse from the sea, see the skyline of Miami, see the tower 47 stories tall. Yes, it's the Tower of Miami. Oh, hope that tower doesn't fall. I don't know. And then another thing I read about Mekosa is that one of the first references of it was that one of the earliest artists would say Kosa Kosa in
which
the
which means dance,
dance, dance,
dance. Yeah.
So I used dance and dance, dance.
Cool.
Chorus, dance like the ladies on the tower. Dance, shadow ladies looking right. Dance, dance, Miami's getting hotter. Dance on the tower through the night.
Cool.
And then that can repeat. And then there, you know, you could do like an outro, like dance, dance, shadow ladies, dance.
All night.
Dance, dance. whatever. Yeah. We'll just kind of improvise it, I guess.
Giant shadow ladies taking over Miami.
It's a horror movie.
Yes. I like it.
So yeah, so that's my deal. What's your deal?
My deal is that I'm using a lot of percussion, and I'm using a mix of Latin percussion and African percussion because there is a lot of overlap there. It's a lot of hand percussion. It's a lot of shakers and drums that have a much more ringing, hollow sound that in Latin music are called timbales,
mm-hmm.
but there are African equivalents that have a very similar sound. So I'm using a lot of that. I'm using a couple different guitar sounds. It's common in Mekosa music. to
have, I made us self-conscious about it. I'm sorry.
I know. To have a couple high NRG guitars playing in different registers. There's one guitar that's playing a really high, fast pattern, and then one guitar that's playing a lower, regular chordal pattern.
Cool.
The bass is electric and funky. There are pop horns doing little stabs here and there. I think we've talked about what stabs
a horn
are
stab
before.
Is.
And then
it's when you kill a horn.
It's when you kill a trumpet player.
Yeah.
And then I'm using some marimba too. So
marimbas are fun. Marimbas make me happy.
Marimbas do make you happy. And they immediately are evocative of African music.
Yes.
Whether it's traditional or not, it's going to put you in that mindset.
I feel like they do. I feel like marimba, there were marimba sounds, electronic or otherwise,
right,
in some of the other Makossa songs we listened to.
True. So we're not totally off base.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. And then vocally, I'm going to do a lot of layering, I think, of making it sound like it's a real back and forth of these, like, dance and then lyrics, dance, dance. You know, it sounds like in a lot of the songs we listen to, there's a small ensemble of singers that,
yes,
are sort of providing backup and encouraging the audience to join in.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to do what feel like the same rhythms vocally that we were hearing in the examples,
okay,
where it's sort of quick bursts of phrases and then to these kind of like punctuated instructions. But I'm hoping that I can perform it in a way that doesn't sound like I'm trying to do an accent.
Yeah, no, accents is bad.
So,
that's bad.
So I'm going to try my best.
Okay. Do you need me to hit you every time you sound like you have an accent? Train,
yes,
it out of you?
But I'm going to have you help me.
Okay.
So if you have an accent too, then we're going down together.
Yeah. Abandoned ship.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, here it is.
Shadow Ladies.
A Makossa song.
Makossa. Makossa.
By Shannon Scott.
Shannon Scott.
Hot, hot. Miami is hot, hot. Oh.
From the sea.
See the skyline of Miami.
See the tower,
47 stories tall.
Yeah,
it's the tower. It's the tower of Miami.
It's the tower.
Oh, hope the tower doesn't fall.
Dance
like the ladies on the tower.
Dance,
shadow ladies looking right.
Dance, dance,
Miami's getting hotter.
Dance
on the tower through the night.
Dance
like the ladies on the tower.
Dance,
shadow ladies looking right.
Dance, dance,
Miami's getting hotter.
Dance
on the tower through the night.
Dance, dance.
Shadow ladies. That was fun.
That was fun.
It does sound Latin.
Yeah. And that's partly because, like, of the resources I had to draw
from.
Yeah,
no. I'm sure. But I don't think it sounds exactly like our other Latin. It had a different vocal quality than I think,
yes,
the other Latin genres that
we've helped
done.
Separate it. Vocal,
yeah,
quality and instrumentation. But,
mm-hmm,
like, the percussion elements, like, you know, it's hard to make them sound authentically either, you know, African or Latin without,
yeah,
really having those true instruments. But.
Well, I mean, is that also a product of the fact that during the slave trade, a lot of Africans came to South America, and definitely a lot of Latin music is influenced by,
yeah,
the like Creole culture that developed when Africans went to South America.
Yeah, musically, there's a ton of overlap between African music, Caribbean music,
yes,
and then you,
yes,
get Afro-Caribbean music, then,
yeah,
Latin music, which is also influenced on Caribbean music. And so there's a lot in that, you know, in the Southern Hemisphere that's very similar musically.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Well, cool. That was our Makossa. Makossa. Yeah, you got it. Makossa.
Makossa song about the Miami Tower.
The Miami Tower.
You know, I've been saying for a while now that whenever we spin the salad spinner on Wikipedia, like, why don't we ever get a boring article like rope or tomato?
Yeah.
And I think this is the closest we've gotten to like a kind of mundane, like, that's a tower in Miami.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if I liked it as much as the really out there things that are harder to work with, but
I know
more interesting.
I was thinking that too. And if I didn't have the personal experience with the Miami Tower that
what
I did,
what would you have written about?
Yeah, what would I have written about? Like the fact that it's like 47 stories tall. Like I even tried to go to the Tower of Miami's. Is it the Miami Tower or Tower of Miami? Whatever. I tried to go to
Miami Tower.
I tried to go to its website. And it was like, oops, website under construction, check back later. So it like didn't even have its own website that I could like, you know,
it's
pull
been around
fun.
For decades.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I guess it was recently bought by a different management company. So I think that's why. But it was just like for real estate inquiries, contact Tony blah blah blah. And that was it. That was like the whole site. So yeah, I agree that I think it's a little bit better when we get something slightly odder.
Yeah.
And we can kind of go chasing down a little bit of a rabbit hole sure. and figure out weird stuff.
But hey, at least now we know that there are mahogany cabinets in the gym.
There are mahogany cabinets in the gym. Breaking news, everybody.
So if that's what you're looking for in a gym in the Miami area, now you know where to find it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you were looking for fun edutainment in the form of short songs, you came to the right place with us. At Song Salad. Like that transition?
That was really good. You can also find us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast. If you'd like to suggest a salad spinner for Scott and I to do, you can tweet at us on Song Salad Cast. We're also on Facebook now.
Yeah.
Song Salad Podcast. You can find us and like us there. And our website is songsaladpodcast.com.
I think that's it.
Listen, subscribe.
Oh, yeah. We haven't talked about rating and reviewing lately. So go on to iTunes and rate and review us. And if you give us a review, we'll give you a shout out.
Yeah. Cool.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're...
Yeah.
One,
you
two,
sounded like
three,
in when you did that, the Little Mermaid. Mermaid was like,
hear that blowfish blow. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of my inspiration. Because I was saying that the Mikasa song sounded sort of like Under the Sea.
It did sound like Under the Sea. It was very Caribbean. But yeah, when I heard you put that part together, that's what immediately came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.